Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
3-2 to Bowers. Pitch. Hit high in the air. Right field. Marte looks up. It's gone. Jake Bowers hits it out to the second deck in right, and Milwaukee in the bottom of the seventh takes a 1-0 lead on a pinch hit bomb by Bowers.
Pitch.
That's drilled. Right field. Frelick hits it out. This one is also gone. Back-to-back home runs off Buto. Sal Frelick, the skinny, short, left-handed speedster, hits a homer. And it's 2-0 Milwaukee in the seventh.
The 2-1.
Breaking ball popped up. First base side, foul ground. Alonso over near the sidewall. He doesn't make the catch. It tipped off his glove. He had settled under it, reached back, and he doesn't make the catch. It's strike two on Contreras, but it would have been the third out.
They are dead. I'm willing to call it now. This Met team is dead.
3-1 to Alonso. Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Frelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a 3-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him.
Peterson ready to go to work against him. First pitch, swinging a liner toward short. Picked by Lindor on one hop, runs to second, one, throws to first. Out at first, out at first. Put it in the box. The Mets are out at the mound, pouncing on each other. The Brewers may want to have a look at this just to be sure. But if this holds, this party is headed to Philadelphia. The New York Mets have won this wild card series.
Yes, that line forms on the right.
Babe, who would say this team is dead? All of you in the ninth inning, and you know it.
Back in town.
Give me a call. I'm going to get right to you. Tonight's your night. Tonight is your night, bro. Met fans, what an incredible moment. I called them dead. I know how you were feeling that game, that moment. Forget, Dexter there in the update said, and the Mets yet again come through with a late inning home run. Forget all the others. Forget Lindor on Monday. Forget any other comeback, part of this miracle run the Mets are currently enjoying. Forget them all. Go back to 1962. Forget all of them, too. That is the moment for the New York Mets. That is the biggest moment, certainly, in my life of watching baseball for the New York Mets. That home run in that game, in that set of circumstances, is some of the most unbelievable, hard to fathom, incredible home run and turn of events I have ever seen. When you take everything into account, the way they blew the game to in the other night to even force this game, then you're going through the motions offensively. Like, let's be honest. Much like Monday against Atlanta, the beginning of this game is lifeless. Lifeless. And I know how it's... Then you heard the home runs, the pinch hit home run after Quintana, who's going to get lost in this game, gives you a great start. And you're shut down by a pitcher you shouldn't be shut down by. And then finally, the home runs with Buto. And we'll get to all this over the course of the show, 888-808-1019. And you did what everyone did and what Met fans have been doing for years. You gave up. Everyone gave up. And why shouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Going up against arguably the second best reliever in baseball, the second best closer in baseball with a two-run lead, with your offense doing absolutely nothing, and it going the script of every single Met postseason, every single Met big game, everything that you have been accustomed to seeing as a Met fan. I know, I've been taking your calls throughout all of this. I know how you feel. And I asked if you believed on Twitter if there was any magic, and all of you resoundingly told me no. No one believed in the magic until a walk. It always starts with a walk. And then a base hit. And then on a night where it felt like we had all given up, the man who we certainly have given up on in this season, a man who started the year heading into the season with, yes, his free agency and impending contract, and his negotiations with the Mets and the failings there, obviously a huge part of it as we headed into the season with Pete Alonso. But also a Pete Alonso that the biggest Met fan on this station went on a beard drought and wanted to make sure that this guy was signed, a player that this fan base has adored, the face of this franchise, franchise arguably, a guy who you couldn't imagine not bringing back, a guy who... you know, is going to break every record and become the best regular player that this franchise has ever seen, a franchise that's pretty much owned by pitching. This was going to be the guy, and you got to keep him, and the owner has all this much money, and how do you justify losing a player like this and all that? And slowly but surely, over the course of 162, the tables had turned, and this fan base had given up on the man. I had given up on the man. Everybody had given up on Pete Alonso. And the impact that he had on this season was so minimal that it was hard to fathom a guy who had been so integral in whether it's the 101-win season or it's the failings, whatever the case may be. Pete Alonso was there for all of it, in the middle of all of it. And this year, this fun year with all the storylines and all the winning and everything else, it was almost as if they did it despite Pete Alonso, without Pete Alonso. And we're killing him. And yesterday, Sal screaming, you can't watch him anymore. And we're all frustrated with him. And it's like, it's doomed. He's a disaster. He can't be back. Let him go rot at first base with his unathletic body somewhere else. And instead, in that moment, with two runners on, down two runs in the bottom of the ninth, in an elimination game where you are now two outs away from having this fun season, from having this miracle of a season, from having this unexpected run of nothing but magic from June 3rd to the present date, all of it was about to fade away in the most meek, ugly, almost fun-ruining type of end. And instead, the man everybody gave up on rose up and took a 3-1 fastball, or whatever pitch Devin Williams throws, the airbender or whatever it is,
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And hits a line drive to right field that I don't know if anybody else but Pete Alonso knew was a home run off the bat. And so much as we watch these games and you're a baseball fan and you watch the home runs, you can tell so much from the hitter's reaction. And although the swing didn't look perfect, and the launch angle certainly didn't look perfect, and you weren't sure, his face told you everything. And in that moment, from his face to the transition of watching the outfielder track it down to right field, something magical happened. And that moment is as significant in Met history as any. That's as big a home. You cannot hit a bigger home run. In fact, no one ever has. He is the first player in baseball history to hit a lead-changing home run in a ninth inning or later in a winner-take-all game in the history of the sport. That is a moment that no other fan base has. That is a moment that no other man who ever played this great game can ever say they accomplished. That is a win that is hard to come by. That is as good a victory and as good as a home run and as special a moment as we saw the watch party out at Citi Field. That is a moment that lives forever, whatever happens in Philadelphia. And I'm pumped for this series against Philly. Bring on Philadelphia. I think the Mets have an excellent chance in this series, but that waits for another day. And I certainly don't give a damn whether Pete Alonso is going to re-sign with the Mets right now. I don't care whether he should. I don't care what we think about it, how the money has changed. What I know is that before that swing, with his 0-for-3 and a drop pop-up in that game, not only was he gone, he was going to be happily gone. The fan base was going to applaud his departure. And this season was going to go down as one of the uglier momentum and fan feeling changing of a player in history. Like, from where he was inside the Met fans' heart to where he was about to be as he was going to exit this franchise. As you can tell, he can't say. He can't give a press conference or speak into a microphone without saying LMFG. LFMG. LFGM. I'll get it right eventually. He can't live without it. This is the polar bear. This is the guy who created it. This is the rip off your shirt during celebrations. This is Mr. Met. This is home run derby. This is everything. He's the guy. And he was out the door, and you were kicking him out the door. And not that you were wrong, but that's where we were. And not only did the game change, not only did the Mets' fortune change, but his season changed in one swing. And we talk about how it can happen. We talk about how in one moment, everything can change. And that home run is game-changing, season-changing, career-changing, emotion-changing, New York-changing, baseball-changing. That is a moment that comes around few and far between. And the Met fans, you got to experience it on a level from a player against an opponent. Let's be honest. Like, I don't think Milwaukee's that good. I've been saying it all week. I don't think they're that good. You know where they're good? They got one of the best closers in the sport. Like, he's the one guy. When you talk about this Milwaukee team, sure, they have some guys, obviously. Churio has now established himself as a really talented young player. You know, Contreras is a good hitter. They've got a decent enough team. They won a division. I'm not trying to crap on them today or minimize the win. Certainly not trying to minimize the win. But when you think of this team, when you went into a series, the one thing you said was, well, let's not fall behind in a big game because they've got a tremendous closer. And in that moment, a walk, a base hit, and the guy everybody gave up on to come through in that moment is, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And this team, you want to talk about vibes and destiny, and we throw it around a lot because, hey, what are we doing, right? This is what we do. We throw it around. We try and get you amped up. We try and talk to you. Like, we throw these words around. Everybody does. Oh, they're a team of destiny. Oh, they're special. This is different. Like, these are all the things thrown around this Met team. There has never been a moment that I can remember, certainly around this team, and just, like, even in my baseball life, we all know it. I'm a Yankee fan. I've seen the dynasty. I saw game-winning home runs in 2001. That's on par. Like, those are, like, this is as good as it gets. These are moments that come around every 25, 30 years. Let's soak it in. 888-808-1019. Let's get right to the calls. Let's go to Michael, who is at the game, apparently. What are you driving home, Mike?
I am. I pulled over for some food, but somewhere between Milwaukee and Chicago. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, brother. What's going on?
I wanted to give a little perspective on the vibes in the stadium, but I did have a question, and forgive me, I haven't been online, haven't been on Twitter, been celebrating.
Right.
I thought Quintana had another inning in him. I mean, I know he was at 93, 94.
Oh,
pitches,
I said, we're not talking about giving Quintana another inning right now.
All right, I know. I want to get to the good stuff.
Yes,
but I'm telling you.
Yeah, he pitched great in this game, and he's going to get lost. He's going to be a footnote in that great moment. I'm hoping the Lindor moment, the Lindor walk, because I think even more than the base hit. I understand the base hit changes the inning, but that walk gives them hope. Because like if Pete hits the home run without the base hit, it's still a tie game, and who knows what happens? It's not the same. You don't win the game right there. You don't take the lead right there. But even without the Nimmo hit, the home run still ties the game. You needed that spark from Lindor.
Yeah.
The walk from Lindor, from your leader, to give you that at-bat against it and make you realize, wow, you know, you could tell early on, Williams doesn't have his grade-A stuff. And that walk sparked that inning and made you feel like, okay, here we go. Because I'm telling you right now, if Lindor pops up, I don't think the inning happens. I still think the inning happens. If Nimmo strikes out, I still think Pete can hit the home run. But if Lindor pops up, Pete doesn't get on with a runner on. I firmly believe that. So it's a big moment. Where were you? You were at this game. What was the? You went and traveled. You drove there. Where were you sitting? When did you get the tickets? When did you make the decision to go? You lucky son of a gun.
I've been at 4 games in 6 days. I feel like I live here.
Series of the season and stayed there?
I went Saturday only, then back to Chicago, and then up here back on Tuesday. So I've been all around the stadium. I was down third baseline. It was cheap for a couple nights, and then I was way up top tonight, just kind of sitting with my emotions. But it was just such an odd feeling to. First of all, after Monday, I was content with whatever happened thereafter. And Monday just took everything out of me. I mean, I feel like the whole fan base is still coming down from Monday back to the Braves. But even at 2-0 in the ninth, and you're right about Lindor, I forgot, you know, after all the turmoil of a couple previous innings, I forgot, you know, we were back to the top of the order. But once I saw Frank F. Lindor coming up to lead off in the top of the ninth,
Yeah.
I said we got a shot here, you know. And right, the right part, and of course.
Yeah, the right part. The right part of the order was coming up, and thank you for the call. The right part of the order, and thank you for calling from the road and pulling over. The right part of the order was coming up. Like, I felt fairly it's only two runs and only needs the blast, and I knew it. Like, I tweeted it out. It's going to come down to Pete. I didn't predict the home run necessarily, but I knew they were going to have somebody on, and it was going to come down to Alonso. And to have that moment, to have that swing, I mean, that it's a classic. It's going to be relived for not only Met fans, but baseball history. That is an enormous home run. I know it's only the wild card series. It's an elimination game. If the Mets go on to do something special, it doesn't happen without that home run. As whatever hits come from it, whatever hits come in this Philadelphia series and beyond, if the Mets are lucky enough to be playing there, like all of them will be set on that Pete Alonso hit. All of them will be part of a journey that began with that Pete Alonso hit. That Pete Alonso home run it's crazy. And considering all the noise around this guy, considering how everyone's been bashing him. And listen, if you're the guy who wasn't, if you're one of the few people who weren't, and you want to take a bow today, God bless you. It doesn't make everybody else wrong. Pete was awful. Does the noise get too loud sometimes? Of course, we're in New York. Did the vitriol and hate get a bit too loud? Maybe. But this has been a special year, and the guy's done nothing. And he was doing nothing in the postseason. And he did nothing against Atlanta. Like, oh, he had a couple walks. Like, let's be honest. The narrative around Pete Alonso this year has been fair. It's been absolutely fair. He's brought it on himself. He made dumb comments when he was trying to justify his season earlier in the year. I thought he sounded tone deaf yesterday when he said he was pleased with his at bats. And he's been downright awful. So I'll take your call if you want to come on and crow and say you knew it all along. Great. But don't get on the other Met fans. Don't get on other people who had the opinion that Pete Alonso was a waste of space this year, because he was pretty damn close to it. About as close as someone with 30 home runs and 80 RBIs can be on a winning team. It's literally about as close to a waste as you could possibly be under those set of circumstances. And so for a guy that the fan base was ready to put on an iceberg, like because of a polar bear analogy, put on an iceberg and just shove off. This erases everything. And now, more than that, you feel like, well, now what Pete Alonso are you going to get moving forward? Now you feel like he's relaxed. How could this home run do anything other than that? How could he feel like the rest of this is gravy, whatever I do here? What pressure am I under any longer? I just saved the season. What if Pete Alonso gets hot? Now, I was listening to the postgame and Gary Cohen said they would be unstoppable. Maybe I'll stop short of saying unstoppable, but it sure does help them. If they can get the typical Pete Alonso before this year, a guy who has been clutch over the course of his career, and a guy who can clearly have swings like that and hit a line drive, that's Stanton-esque. We all know what he is. He's one of the premier home run hitters in the league. Take an outside pitch and just hit a missile over the right field fence. There's not a ton of guys who can do that. There's really not. And if that's the kind of player you just added to the middle of your lineup instead of the floundering, sad sack that he's been, the guy tripping over his bat on the way to a double play? Like, if the dichotomy of what you got in the first two games and now what you could have moving forward as you go through the playoffs could be dramatically different for this team. A team that has struggled offensively. We'll give them their flowers with this great moment, great comeback, resilient, all that, fine. They would just shut down for the last two games by a pitching staff that's not nearly as good as what they're about to face. Not nearly as good. And they're going to need Pete Alonso to continue. They haven't won the World Series just yet. But what could they do moving forward with a Pete Alonso who now has this home run in his back pocket and this moment in his back pocket and now a fan base that is going to the ovation he is going to get in game three of this series, barring, you know, disaster in the first two. But even then, the ovation Pete Alonso, the love Pete Alonso is going to feel from this fan base that is going to put everything else aside. And all the nonsense and everything else aside, at least for the time being. The contract is a different thing. We'll see how we feel about it in the offseason. That's different. But what he's been this year is no longer relevant. The only thing Pete Alonso has been right now moving forward, the only piece of information we will take from Pete Alonso on this season, the only thing moving forward that means a damn is his last at bat. He just had one of the great home runs in playoff history and Met history. That's all that matters. Tom on Long Island. What's up, Tom? Tom, you there? I'm going to put Tom on hold because maybe you thought I was going to break. I don't want to hang up on him. Ray and Edison. What's up, Ray?
Hello. It's been a while, buddy. How are
you? What's up, buddy? How are you?
Good. First of all, congratulations to all the Met fans out
there. Yes, sir.
I'm a Yankee fan, but my family is 50-50. Mets, Yankees, my friends, and I literally had goosebumps when that home run got hit, and I said, "Unbelievable!" The ninth inning, I run a manager. I'm the manager at a restaurant bar. The bar blew up. I had grown men running out of the bathroom, pulling up the pants, going, "What I missed? What I missed?" And it was just earth-shattering home run, like you said.
Right.
It's one for the record books. And I called my family, my cousins. I'm like, unbelievable. He goes, it was amazing. The bar blew up like crazy. Everyone was just a fan together and was so happy. And I just want to, I was a Yankee fan. I'm just couldn't believe the goosebumps I had all over my body. It was just such amazing. And I said earlier, this is what I wanted to call about. I said, watch the Mets put it right to the ninth inning and someone's going to hit a home run. I did not think Pete Alonso. Not at all. Your opinion.
Yeah, no, listen. And thank you for the call. This is that kind of moment. This is that kind of moment that gives you chills all up and down your body. It is. It just is. It's one of those moments where you can't believe it. If you're a fan, there's nothing better. That's as good as it gets. I mean, you probably feel as good right now almost as you would if you win the championship. This is what sports is about. There's only one team that wins, right? And that is special and it's different than this, no doubt. But these moments, this is what it's about. The joy in the moment. It's like Christmas. Right, you get something, and certainly now as a parent looking at Christmas in the opposite way than I did when I was a kid. I mean, it's all about the reaction. It's all about that moment of euphoria. We all know that half the toy is going to be in the garbage or hidden under the couch, and we won't see it for the next 6 months. And then all of a sudden, you know, when we're cleaning out, like no one, you know, you forget about it in a week. Tomorrow, you know, Saturday comes, they get beat 8-0. Met fans are pissed off again. But in the moment, that reaction. That lives forever. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Come back with more of your Met phone calls on, you know, what typically is a football Friday. And we'll get to the Giants and Jets a little bit as the Jets will be in London. Giants take on the Seahawks. But off a moment like that, Met fans, buckle up. Because we have a big series still to promote. Both teams will be playing on Saturday. So enjoy it now, Met fans. I'm here with you to help you enjoy it. But come Saturday, you are not alone in this city with big playoff games being played. And hopefully you are not alone with big moments being made.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.